The Chamber of Commerce has come a long way over the years from a collection of Main Street businesses in a community. Now they include small, medium, and large businesses, retail, high tech, the service industries, law firms, and many others. The newly elected chair of the Capital Region Chamber is Richard Sleesman, president and managing director of the commercial real estate firm CBRE Albany. I spoke with him today about how chambers of commerce have evolved over the years.
Chambers have changed as businesses have changed, since our core mission is to advance the growth and the success of our business members and other members as well. So I think I see what you see now with chambers is they become as much of a networking venue as they've been historically, but now they are as well an advocacy forum for bettering businesses in terms of regulations and laws and advocating on behalf of the businesses. I think you'll see them also now far more engaged with employment issues and trying to help employers identify and track down and retain good employees, especially in the current tight job markets. I think many chambers, and certainly the Capital Region Chamber in particular, takes a more of a global perspective of its responsibilities in a community. I think we recognize, for example, that the chamber is not just about the myopic focus on just the day-to-day businesses of our businesses, but also on the growth of our community and our success as a community, recognizing that as businesses can retain and secure employees, they can better their workplace, they can do other ventures, opportunities that will enhance growth in the area, it's all good for their businesses as well. So it's a much broader spectrum than just the historical networking opportunities you'd find in chambers of yesterday's, or maybe some of the smaller chambers that still have that type of activities.
How would you rate the Capital Region economy? We've managed to avoid some of the downfalls of other upstate regions for various reasons. How do you size up the Capital Region?
So I think the region, the Capital Region, has actually been sort of a shining star over the past 15 years, even through the tough recession we experienced 8-9 years ago in 8, 9, and 10. I think a lot of it has to do historically with the stability of state government being here. To shield ourselves from that fact would be a little bit blindsiding ourselves. We have a very stable workforce historically with the state and even the federal and local and government employees. But I think the key to why we've been able to survive and do better than the rest of the upstate regions is because we've done a really good job over that same time period of expanding and widening our economic base in this area. So what was once a government primarily driven workforce now is a very strong technology center. I think what you've seen in this area with the nanotechnology growth, with global foundries, with a lot of the young startup companies that have grown themselves up in this area from RPI in New Albany and then have been able to sell themselves to larger entities, and then those firms stay in the area. Again, a reflection of a good workforce in this area and a good quality of life. I think that's all part of it. And I think also, Brian, even if you look beyond the nano, I often say that if it wasn't for nano getting all the headlines, and appropriately so, I think the biosciences would be one of the major stories of this area in the last 10 years. And quietly, they've had great successes in the Capital Region. Obviously, Regeneron, what they're doing in Rensselaer County now is just off the charts with their commitment to the area here and the jobs that they're adding on a regular basis in the thousands is just incredible. But even beyond that, when you look at the AMRI in Albany, what they've done as a homegrown company, as they've grown up, Merck taking on some very valuable role in the lab and the research here in Albany. Pfizer Pharmaceuticals just announced they're going to be opening up a large facility in Rotterdam Park of 200,000 feet. So I think you're getting a lot of different diverse aspects to our economy versus the more single-minded state government type of a focus. And I think that's all helped us really rise above some of the downward pressures we've seen upstate New York over the last 10 years.
You're in the commercial real estate business. How does that gauge the region's healthy economy?
So, yeah, I think, Brian, it's fair to say that the commercial real estate is one of those barometer industries. And what I mean by that is when the economy goes well, our clients, whether they're the national clients that have a presence in Albany, and we represent quite a few of those folks, or our local and regional companies that we represent as well, I think obviously when things are going well, they're looking to expand their operations, they're looking to hire more people, take on more space, in many cases expand into the two different facilities, either in one area or even to multiple regions in the area. They're taking on more inventories, more employees. And all that, of course, feeds into the need for not only space, but construction and IT services and furniture and, you know, litany goes on and on with the trickle-down effect to all of that. So I think when we see is when our clients are doing well, we know it way ahead of time because they're working with us to expand before it even goes public. And conversely, when they see the good times stop rolling a little bit or they get a little nervous about it, equally, we get the heads up on that ahead of time, and we start looking at strategies involving consolidating, liquidating assets, downsizing facilities, and so forth. So I think we're a real good barometer of what's coming in the next 6 to 12 months by what we're working on today.
Richard Sleesman is the president and managing director of the commercial real estate firm CBRE Albany and is the newly elected chair of the Capital Region Chamber of Commerce.